There's been an interview. We'll get back to that.
All right.
We are going to talk about that. Don't you
Good.
Worry about that.
Good.
Absolutely.
Shell's now got more time to think of her answer.
Correct. That's the other part.
I've been thinking, don't worry.
But you mentioned Peter Siddle. You talk about new combinations. There's a new combination for him in the world of long-form domestic cricket in the Sheffield Shield. He's wearing the wrong colours, as far as we're concerned, for Tasmania, taking on Victoria this Friday at the MCG. He's back against his old boys. I wonder how he's feeling about that. Sids, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You're wearing the wrong colours.
No, I just enjoyed wearing the baggy green of Australia, so I just wanted to continue wearing it.
Oh, okay, righto, okay.
That was the choice.
I'll wear that a little bit. I'll wear that. How are you feeling in the build-up to Friday's encounter?
Yeah, not too bad. I haven't really thought too much about it as yet, but no, just looking forward to getting back out there. Obviously missed the last game, getting my thumb checked and giving that little bit longer to rest and heal and but yeah, just feeling excited to get back out there and play.
So was that from the caught and bowled chance in the Big Bash, that thumb?
Yeah, so yeah, the little Fraser McGurk hit one too hard back at me and she'll probably just let it go. I'm getting a bit old, the fragile bone. So disappointing, but just want to get back out and play now. Missed it last week.
Did you do more damage because you stayed out there? I remember there was the high one that you had to sort of run back with a flight to try and catch late in that game. Did that make it worse?
I don't know. I think possibly, but yeah, I guess it was probably just more the games that I played after that at the back end of the Big Bash that I copped a few knocks at different stages throughout, so probably didn't give it the best chance to heal, but in Melbourne the other week and saw the surge and everything, they were happy with how it's progressing, so... might as well just get back out there and continue to play.
So you said you haven't really thought too much about playing against Victoria. We'll get you thinking about it now.
That's our job.
What's it going to be like, do you think? I mean, you've obviously bowled at the MCG for so many years, and now you're going to be wearing different colours against players that you know very well. What do you think it's going to be like?
I think that it's going to be just funny. I think, yeah, just running in and you sort of got me thinking about running in and bowling for Maddo and Harry up front. I think it'll be a little bit just more weird. I think it'll feel a little bit like a training session probably to start with. But, it's going to be different. Obviously, walking out of a different change room at the MCG, that's probably going to be the weirdest thing. If I was... going to play them somewhere. I guess the first game against them at the MCG is going to be quite special. So, looking forward to that. And we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I think there's probably going to be plenty of funny moments running into the boys and bowling to them out in the middle of the MCG.
Peter, you've obviously got a huge amount of experience. There's a lot of different athletes that you're working with in Tassie. What's your role, though? Is it just purely, do you see it just as purely what you can bring on the field? Or is there a broader kind of look for you at the moment about what else you can give to the rest of the group?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Obviously, the main part of it is, yeah, the playing side for me, playing and performing and helping the boys on the field. But sort of from a development point and looking towards the future for me and after obviously cricket is, yeah, the coaching sort of aspect. So I think a little bit of, yeah, obviously the playing is the main part, but yeah, there is a lot of work at training and with all the young guys down here. We've got a nice young squad, so working alongside them, trying to help them and mentor them a little bit while still playing, but it's given me a chance to sort of develop my coaching skills and work with some great coaches that we've got down here.
Is that something you enjoy?
It is. I do. I like seeing the young guys, you know, develop and then get out there and get their chance and perform. I think it's pretty exciting to see and play alongside these young guys when they do get their chance. So hopefully, yeah, to be able to help develop some of these guys down here. And I've said it all along since I did sign down here that, ideally, I'd like one of these young kids to take my spot and force me into retirement. I think that's probably the great end goal. I guess most people probably wouldn't think like that, but for me, yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see one of these young guys take my spot and force me into retirement. And I think it means I've done a half decent job at, you know, helping develop these kids.
The team itself, it was a really entertaining affair against Queensland in the first Shield game, which he didn't play him, ended up losing by 3 wickets. But it was a really good game of competitive cricket, good batting and good bowling, a part of that. Has it got, you've been a part of really good teams in the past, Sid, and you know what they look like. Does this look like a team that can achieve something?
Yeah, I think we potentially do. I think, you know, it's probably not going to happen at the moment, but I think, yeah, we're getting good progress, and I know the results don't show that, but as a team and watching guys develop and get that experience, you can see that they're improving. And, you know, you've obviously got Matty Wade is going to be away this week, Riley Meredith also. So they're two guys that are going to play a big part in the side in the coming years. So you sort of bring those two back in and around the group that it makes for a really strong squad. So, like I said, hopefully, yeah, these young guys can keep developing, keep improving, and that's going to come with opportunities. And I think over the next definitely 18 months, there's going to be plenty of those, and hopefully they take them and we can turn into a contender at the back end of the season.
I mean, the key, I think, to your success, Pete, is your bowling. I mean, the batting is a little bit dodgy at times, but bowling-wise, particularly your fast bowling stocks, and I'm interested for you to expand a little bit more on two that are relatively young in terms of games played, and that is Gabe Bell and also Nathan Ellis. Now, we've seen Ellis a lot in the Big Bash, and he's translated that to Sheffield Shield form, but Gabe Bell's the one that interests me a lot because I think he's got huge upside with his ability to swing the ball.
No, he has. I think that's the exciting thing. I've played a few games against him, but, yeah, just watching him at training and in the game last week, he does. He can swing the ball up front. He can seam it around and get some movement off the deck in conditions later in the game when it looks like there's not much happening. So he's got a massive plus to his game. And hopefully, he can develop and be pretty much that player that can take my spot because he's consistent, he bowls good areas, and he's got a great record already. So I think, he's a great asset to have. For last week when I wasn't available to him to step in, and he performed well. But Nath Ellis is the other one. He's exciting, I think. You know, there's probably not too many guys around the country that have a bigger crack than him. I think that's what I love about him. He just charges in all day, just wants to, you know, perform for the side. And I think, like you said, we've seen that in Big Bash. We've seen a little bit in Shield cricket, but I think, over the next coming years, that his red ball cricket's just going to develop a lot and just and skyrocket.
And from a batting perspective, I think a lot of people who have watched the Big Bash, they try and sort of then compare what they're doing in Shield cricket to BBL. But Jordan Silk's the interesting one where he plays middle order for the Sixers and then he opens the batting for Tassie. What does he have to do to become that sort of that level of player at Shield cricket that he is in the BBL? Is it a belief thing, or because he plays a completely different role, it's almost irrelevant?
I think it's just that. The roles are totally different. I guess, white ball, you bat middle order with a little bit of freedom, and then, he's opening the batting in the red ball game, sometimes in some unfavourable conditions early on. So it is a totally different mindset, but it's one he enjoys. He wants to open the bat and he likes being at the top in the red ball game and getting into the action early. So he's one player that, we know if he can get going. We've got young Charlie Wakeham up the top as well. And I forgot to say before, obviously missing Benny McDermott as well. He's developed massively over the last couple of seasons. So to see how he started the season for us in Adelaide, we miss him now, but it'd be nice to get him back for the back half and just see him progress as well. Because, young Jakey Doran in the middle order also made 100 earlier in the year over in Adelaide. So there's plenty of talent. I guess it's just about now playing consistent cricket and putting those performances on the board a little bit more regularly.
Hey, Pete, have we stuck with the bleached hair for 2021?
Yes, great question.
there's a couple of little spots still left in it, so it looks like I've had the old tip cap on.
Yes, I'd love the tip cap. I used to do that to my brother.
So this weekend, there'll be still a little bit of blonde in the hair, but I'll be going to get a haircut next week, and I think it'll all be gone by then. So,
disappointing.
Back to the old for the back half of the season, and we'll see how it goes. Well, hopefully, a few more wickets, so I'll probably keep it then.
If I was a fast bowler for Victoria, I'd be aiming for those spots. I'd be aiming for those
well,
spots when you get
out
there.
I don't need them up there.
Hey, great to chat as always, Pete. Good luck to you on Friday. Not too much, of course, because we want Victoria to win, but we hope you go well.
Cheers, guys. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All the very best, Peter Siddle. Cricket Tasmania fast bowler. Still getting my head around that. 24 past 7. We need to get to a break because we've got some guests coming up, Jake Lever and Frank Panisi. But I want to go back to that leadership conversation for the Australian Diamonds after the break, Sherelle. So you're given